FNC's Carlson, the Biden administration considers censorship applicable to private speech. By Jeff Poor on July 13, 2021. Monday, FNC host Tucker Carlson opened his program warning Big Tech and some Democrats have their eyes on broadening their control of speech in the name of COVID-19, which could include private communications. The Tucker Carlson Tonight host insisted if the trend continued, the United States could resemble East Germany of the late 20th century. Transcript as follows. Carlson, last March, as the first big clusters of coronavirus cases started to appear in this country, media executives in Silicon Valley coordinated with officials in Washington to determine how much the public would be allowed to know about the growing epidemic that was killing them. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook emailed Tony Fauci at the NIH to assure him that Facebook users would only see Tony Fauci's approved guidance on COVID-19. Twitter and Google did effectively the same. Twitter and Google eliminated any post that deviated from Washington's official line. In many cases, they censored information from frontline physicians that was both medically sound, it was the science, and potentially life-saving. Posts about treatments, for example, were downplayed. They never apologized for this, they probably never will. Historians will assess it. They will likely record the early days of COVID-19 as a turning point in our society. An unprecedented assault on our most basic civil liberties that somehow very few people seem to notice when it first started happening. The usual stooges and think tank libertarians assured us at the time that none of this was a big deal. Soulless multinational media monopolies censoring essential medical information? No problem. That's how the free market works. Build your own Google if you don't like it. Start your own NIH. And in any case, in private, you can still say what you want, you're still free, it's not like this is North Korea. So calm down, conspiracy nut, you're starting to sound like Alex Jones. Most of us obeyed. We dutifully calmed down and went back to Netflix. We shouldn't have. Today, we learned the Biden administration considers censorship applicable to private speech as well. What you say in private, when you're alone with your phone, you won't be able to say or read what you want because the DNC plans to control, and apparently they have the ability to control the flow of information that you receive on your phone. Nothing that questions official regime policy will reach you. According to a report in Politico, and believe it or not, we are quoting it here directly, Biden-allied groups including the Democratic National Committee are planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers, text carriers, to dispel misinformation about vaccines that is sent over social media and text message. Now, we're going to say that again because it is a sentence we never thought we would see written in English. The DNC is planning to censor any, quote, misinformation about vaccines that you receive privately over text message. So, what does misinformation mean? Here's the thing you should know. Misinformation is not the same as false information, as factually inaccurate information. Misinformation can be factually true. In fact, it very often is factually true, and that's why they're angry about it. Misinformation is instead anything the Biden administration does not want you to know, including, for example, how effective the COVID vaccines actually are and what the potential side effects might be from taking them. So, let's say you're interested to find out that information and you looked it up from the Biden administration's own websites. Let's say you start with the VAERS database, which records vaccine harm. You no longer are allowed to text what you find on their databases to other people in this country, the country you're born in. Your private conversations will be controlled by the DNC. Is that the picture of a free country? It looks like we should have worried about civil liberties last year when all of this started. Oh, but it's a global health emergency, we have no choice. Things will go back to normal when it ends. But will they go back to normal? If the government can ban discussion of the drug they are making you take, what can't they do? And by the way, it is worth wondering, why are they doing this now? Why are they expanding censorship of conversation about the pandemic as the pandemic recedes? The COVID vaccines have been around for more than 7 months. Pretty much everyone who wants one has had one. You can get the shot very easily, they are free. According to administration, this vaccine works perfectly, and that means that vaccinated people are protected from COVID. They're bulletproof. They can't get sick, that's why they took the vaccine in the first place. So why is official Washington so angry at the people who won't get vaccinated? How precisely do they pose a threat? It makes you think once you think about it that maybe none of this is really about COVID. Maybe it's about social control. Tony Fauci all but admitted that just the other day on television. Here's what he said. Begin video clip. Jake Tapper, CNN anchor, I know you've been very clear that the government isn't mandating vaccines. But do you think it's generally a good idea for businesses or schools to require vaccinations? Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Right, I have been of this opinion and I remain of that opinion that I do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates. End video clip. Carlson, I have been of the opinion there should be more mandates, but actually they didn't tell us that. Do you remember hearing that when they first rolled out the vaccine? We are for mandates. No. They said we're not for mandates, actually, but now they are. These drugs will be mandatory. In many places, they already are. If you want to get an education, for example, you've got to take one. Many questions arise from this, deep questions about civil liberties and what it means to be a free country. But even on a medical level, questions arise. For example, do we know enough to make these drugs mandatory? Just today, The Washington Post reports that the FDA is preparing to announce a new warning and I believe has just announced tonight for the J&J coronavirus vaccine, Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They say it's been linked to a nerve disorder called GBS which can cause paralysis and has. Millions of people in this country alone have taken the Johnson & Johnson shot, but other vaccines could be implicated as well. According to the various database, again maintained by the Biden administration, which tracks vaccine side effects, GBS has been reported as a potential symptom for every other COVID vaccine, too. That's not a small thing, and if it sounds familiar, then you must be over 40 and have a decent memory. Maybe you don't smoke a lot of weed. You may recall that in 1976, the federal government ended its mass vaccination program for influenza after several hundred people came down with GBS. People started asking questions and very quickly, the Ford administration determined the vaccine was not worth the risk, but that's not happening now. People are not asking those questions because they can't, they're not allowed to in public. This is one of the only platforms in all American media that can operate outside the control of the tech monopolies and ask obvious questions. Not because we're against vaccines, we're certainly not. But because you have a right to know a lot before you take a medicine. But Tony Fauci isn't stopping the vaccines in the U.S. Instead, he is accusing anyone who has questions about the vaccine of having some kind of sinister political motivation. They must be QAnon. Begin video clip. Fauci, you know, Jake, it's an inexplicable pushing back on the part of some people about getting vaccinated. I mean, we've got to put aside this ideological difference. Differences of thinking that somebody is forcing you to do something. I really don't have a good explanation, Jake, about why this is happening. I mean, it's ideological rigidity, I think. There's no reason not to get vaccinated. Why are we having red states and places in the South that are very highly ideological in one way not wanting to get vaccination? End video clip. Carlson, so, Fauci on the one hand says this should be mandatory. I want more mandates, and then moments later says, for some reason, people think we're forcing this on them and that is, quote, inexplicable. They must be right-wingers. You'd think if you're interviewing him, you would say, wait a second, didn't you just say it should be mandated? Maybe that's why they think it's mandated, because you just said it was. But Fauci's claim that the resistance to the vaccine is somehow political is a bad faith attack posing as science. It's untrue. In fact, it has been the Democratic Party, very much Anthony Fauci's party, that is engaged in partisan discussions about the vaccine from the very first day. It wasn't even a year ago, in September 2020, that Kamala Harris herself announced that the coronavirus vaccine might be dangerous. Why? Because Donald Trump oversaw its development. And this, Kamala Harris said, and we're quoting, is going to be an issue for all of us. Really? No longer an issue because Kamala Harris is now in charge. So now that she is in charge, anyone who asks any questions at all, totally nonpartisan questions, must be a white supremacist. Here is Dick Durbin of Illinois doing his best today to divide the country further along partisan lines because that helps him and tar anyone who wants more information about a specific drug, as a lunatic, who is against all vaccines. Watch. Begin video clip. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, there are two hosts of programs on Fox Primetime that can only be characterized as anti-vax quacks. I'm referring, of course, to Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham. They have been spreading what I consider to be irresponsible confirmation about vaccines across America and about the effort of this nation to deal with them. End video clip. Carlson, spreading irresponsible information. And notice what he didn't say. Durbin did not accuse us of spreading false information. He did not accuse us of being factually wrong. We haven't been, nor are we against vaccines. Of course, very few Americans are against vaccines. Virtually every American has had a ton of vaccines and was expecting to take this one. But when you refuse to answer basic questions about the vaccine and when you dodge them with partisan talking points like that, you make people nervous. Americans have a right to have basic questions answered before they submit to taking a medicine. That is their right. But Durbin and hacks like Fauci persist in pretending that anyone who has questions is somehow a right-wing ideologue, and that's a lie. It's a provable lie. Take a look at the numbers. These are from the government's own accounting. It turns out that it is African Americans. Those are the Democratic Party's most faithful voters who are still the most hesitant to getting vaccinated. That's not an attack, it's just an observation. According to the CDC, the period of December 14, 2020 to July 12 of this year brings us a total of 26% of African Americans who've gotten one dose of vaccine. Only 23.7% are, quote, fully vaccinated. Those are the lowest number recorded for any racial or ethnic group tracked by the CDC by a significant margin. Now, we don't judge anybody for taking or refusing to take the vaccine. Medical choices are by definition personal choices. They are not choices that politicians get to make for you, and you should never be forced to take a medicine you don't want. Period. That used to be a common observation. In fact, many of the people like Dick Durbin who are attacking anyone who has questions as partisan or racist are the very same people who told us for decades they were very upset about the Tuskegee syphilis experiments. And they have a right to be upset about those experiments. Now, they are telling us, anyone who resists mandatory vaccination is a white supremacist. This is the talking point of the moment. You know that because it was just on MSNBC from their in-house doctor. Watch. Begin video clip. Dr. Chris Burnell, public health physician, I don't have any tolerance for the anti-vaxxer movement, and I don't have any tolerance for politicians who befriend, who cozy up to, or become allies of that movement. I actually see that as another example of the proliferation of white supremacy, because in particular, they are targeting communities of color, and they are targeting the historical injustices, the atrocities that communities of color have experienced, as a way to play on their vulnerabilities. End video clip. Carlson, imagine someone who would say something so provably untrue, factually untrue, so irresponsible, and so divisive having a medical license in this country. That person does. Something is very wrong with our system, very wrong. She is claiming that African Americans aren't taking the vaccine because white supremacists have asked questions about the vaccine. That's lunacy, of course. A reporter at CNN recently spoke to someone who had another explanation for it. It turns out that there are people out there, maybe because of doctors like the ones you just saw, who no longer believe the medical experts on cable news anymore. Watch. Begin video clip. Amara Walker, CNN correspondent, do you plan to get vaccinated? Destiny Britt, volunteer, The People's Uprising, no plan to. Walker, voiceover, 21-year-old, Destiny Britt says, she has given the COVID-19 vaccine a lot of thought. Britt, don't take it as when people don't want to take the vaccine as being rebellious. Listen to understand and be compassionate and sympathize of the history of black people, black and brown people in the medical industry. Walker, the Atlanta native, is skeptical of the vaccines. Thanks in large part due to the legacy of the unethical Tuskegee study in which black men with syphilis were deliberately not treated. Britt, and the more that it's a push for me to go get vaccinated, it makes me not want it even more. End video clip. Carlson, yes, well, that makes sense. The more that it's a push for me to get vaccinated, the more it makes me not want to get it even more, and of course that makes sense. If the vaccine is so great, wouldn't it sell itself? there'd be no reason to force people to take it, but people are being forced to take it. And it's interesting that the very people who are trying to force us are the same ones who lectured us for decades about my body, my choice. They're leading the way. The layers of irony here are almost inexhaustible. The former head of Planned Parenthood, who is a truly irresponsible person called Lena Wen, just went on television to explain how to force millions of Americans to take the drug. It's easy, she said, just make their lives as miserable as possible until they comply. Begin video clip. Dr. Lena Wen, CNN medical analyst. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You could do everything you want to do anyway. But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out. But if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. That is what it's going to take for us to actually end the pandemic. End video clip. Carlson, you wonder the damage that this is doing to the credibility of the medical establishment. Most Americans grew up believing in science, believing their doctors. They had every reason to. We led the world in science. Our healthcare was the best in the world, expensive granted, but very effective. The outcomes were remarkable compared to any other place on the planet. That was a system like all systems that worked on trust. You trusted what the medical authorities said. But when they start talking like that, when they start making statements that have no logic, no clear medical justification, they are transparently political. In that case, clearly illegal, when they start talking about punishing Americans who don't want to do their will, follow instructions they refuse to explain, policies that they will not account for using data and instead throw talking points at you in bumper stickers and then attacking you as immoral. Who is going to believe them ever again? The damage they are doing to our system is profound, and you'd think maybe people on the other side would stand up for Americans. The Republican Party, anyone? Some are, most aren't. And mediocrities like Asa Hutchinson, who pretends to be governor of Arkansas, are in fact joining in promoting it. Adam Kinzinger, a Republican congressman from the state of Illinois, just demanded that every American take the coronavirus vaccine. He said it on national television. Watch this. Begin video clip. Rep. Adam Kinzinger, REL, this is outrage politics that is being played by my party, and it is going to get Americans killed. We are on a, our party has been hijacked, my party has been hijacked. It is on its way to the ground, and for some people, it's a fun ride, right? We can put out this outrageous stuff on Twitter. Yes, I'm getting all these retweets and everybody knows me, I'm famous. But this plane is going to crash into the ground. I call on Leader McCarthy. I call on every leader in the Republican Party to stand up, say get vaccinated, and to call out these garbage politicians. These absolute clown politicians playing on your vaccine fears for their own selfish game. End video clip. Carlson, now Adam Kinzinger, in his defense, has a low IQ and can't be held fully responsible for most of the things that he says. But neither he nor anyone else who is making that case has answered a very simple question. Why should people who have recovered from COVID-19, and there are millions of them in this country, who are immune to the virus, why should they be forced to get the vaccine? What's the answer? What is the harm rate from the vaccine? Why can't we ask? What's the answer? When you attack people rather than answer their questions, they don't trust you anymore, and they don't trust the drugs that you say they must take, and that's a shame. We're not attacking the vaccine, never have. We don't judge anyone who takes it, and we never will. We judge people like that. And by the way, where are they? Where are those Republicans when they learn that the Biden administration has decided they can police your text messages? That the DNC is in charge of what you text to other Americans? There's almost no resistance to it in Washington, and that means it's likely to get worse. And for people who are working in the United States military, who must obey, it's going to get much worse. The military clearly is going to expel anyone who doesn't get the shot. The Department of the Army headquarters just announced an executive order to make the vaccine mandatory by September 1st. That's the first time the Army has forced soldiers to take a vaccine since the anthrax vaccine. That decision killed and injured several soldiers. one naval officer explained online how he is being coerced. Here's what he wrote, quote, "I'm a naval officer who spent the last 15 years on active duty. I'm now potentially facing forcible discharge if I won't submit to taking the COVID vaccine. I've spoken to two command chaplains regarding a religious exemption. I'm a Christian abortion abolitionist and cells from aborted children were used in the vaccine's development, and I'm told that exemptions won't likely be granted. So my choices are vaccination and forcible discharge." Keep in mind, there is no scientific basis for any of this. In his thread, the naval officer lays out the data to prove how unnecessary this is. The numbers are straight from the Department of Defense's website, quote, 202,567 active duty service members have had COVID, of whom 26 have died. That's better than a 99.987% survival rate. Those are the numbers. No one is disputing them, not Adam Kinzinger or Dick Durbin. No one disputes the numbers, so what's the answer? There is no answer. This is being used, it's very clear. The government is purging the military, spying on its own citizens because of a virus that isn't killing very many people anymore. And keep in mind, vaccination isn't like voting. They don't trust you to do it yourself at home and mail the results, they're keeping track. Just how East German is this country becoming? The FBI just announced in a tweet that it is encouraging Americans to snitch on family members who exhibit signs of extremism. The federal government, the Biden administration is encouraging your family to snitch on each other. Does extremism apply to people who have questions about the vaccine? Of course, it does. In March, the FBI put out an official bulletin announcing they'd be cracking down on fake vaccine cards. Since then, undercover agents all over the country been arresting people for distributing unapproved vaccine documents bearing an official government logo. They just conducted a sting operation that nabbed the owner of the old corner saloon in the small town of Clemens, California, for example. What's interesting is that the FBI hasn't put out any bulletins on illegal immigrants using fake driver's licenses or fake social security cards lately. That's endemic. That's everywhere. They haven't shut down any businesses or harassed any California bar owners for hiring non-citizens at a time of mass unemployment. Why haven't they done that? Well, you know the answer. Because the people running the government have one standard for enforcing the law for people who agree with them and quite a different standard for those who don't agree with them. That is Third World. Now, those same people just gave themselves the power to read and censor your text messages. We've got to resist this. You can't let this continue or else, you're going to wake up in a very different place from the place you were born. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.